Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, December 5th, 2012. This is Anti Lila, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Part 2, Chapter 7. Vrindavanadas Thakur has concluded this pastime of Gauranga and Nityananda having their discussion in Puri. So they're having their pastimes, and then Vrindavanadas Thakur is making some philosophy here that ultimately, they're coward boys of Vrindavan, although it's Gaur Lila. Gaur Lila is always reaching out and touching Vrindavan Lila, Krishna Lila. And it's the very means to enter Braj Lila in the age of Kali without the mercy of Gauranga and Nitai. And Gaur Lila, one cannot actually enter Braj Lila Pravesh because of our intense anarthas and doubts and ignorance and foolishness. We don't have the purity of heart or feelings of love to actually qualify for Braj Lila. By the causeless mercy of Nitai and Gauranga and their pastimes. Because their pastimes, Gaur Naam, Gaur Rup, Gaur Gun, and Gaur Lila are all Audharya. 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 Audharya, A-U-D-A-R-Y-A, means they are magnanimous, generous, kind, all-encompassing, beneficent, welfare-giving pastimes. The form of the Lord, the name of Gauranga, His Naam, Rup, Guna, Lila, His form, His name, His qualities, and His Leelas are of the nature of Audharya. And in Kali Yuga, without Audharya, one cannot attain Madhurya, Krishna Madhurya, the sweet taste of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, and the intimacies of conjugal love, nor the intimacies of fraternal love, Sakiras, Sakirati, or even parental love, Vatsalya Bhav. So therefore, Audharya, necessary. So Audharya Leela of Gauranga is the moonbeam that carries us to Krishna Chandra's Leelas and Krishna Chandra's form and Naam, Rup, Gun and Leelas of Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. The Gaur Chandrika gives us, the Gaur Chandrika Audharya Leela brings us to the Krishna Chandra Madhurya Leela. It's like this. And everywhere the Padakartas, the poets, songwriters, and the Acharyas and Mahajans of the Shastras and the Siddhanta, Gaudiya Siddhanta, they're always reminding us of this principle. So Vrindavanadas Thakur is in Sakirati. He's a coward boy in Braj. And he has one form as that. And he's worshipable Lord. He's in Balaram's party, Dalji's party. So he's very much favored of Nityananda. So he's talking here that the Lord's pastimes with the coward boys in Vrindavan are superior to his pastimes with all their devotees. And then that devotion was attained by the Brajagopis and Brajagopas, well, they've attained that position, at least the sadhana siddhas, because they performed so much intense pure bhakti in the mood of Vrindavan, following in the footsteps of Brajavasis. And that was the meaning of Krita Punya Punja. Krita Punya Punja means intense practices of purity. Krita means practicing, cultivation, engagement. And punya means purity, and punja means intense. So intense, pure devotional practices, the intense practices of Shuddha Bhakti, pure bhakti, imbued with Brajabhav. So this is text 87, Ati Kripa Patra. These words are very familiar to anyone who knows Hindi. They'll be right at home with these words. Kripa Patra. Ati kripa patra se gokula bhava pai je bhakti vachena prabhu shri udavarai. Gokula bhava pai prabhu shri udavarai. Vrindavanadas Thakur says only the most fortunate person, one who is ati kripa patra. Patra means recipient. He's been graced with or bestowed upon the recipient of excessive mercy, Ati Kripa Patra. Gokula Bhava Pai. Pai in Bengali means he will attain Gokula Bhav. Gopi Bhav, or the Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, Dasya Bhav of Braj, of Patrak and Raktak and Patrak and Dasya Rati, or Sridham and Subal and Sakhi Rati, or Nandanya Shoda and Vatsalya Rati, or Rupa Rati, Mandri or Lalita Vishaka, Sakhi and Gopi Bhav, and this Gokul Gopi Bhav, Paya. You have to get lots of mercy. It's translated, only a most fortunate person can achieve a mood of resonance. But fortune, the word fortune, bhagya means fortune, generally creates images of position, gaining a position, elevation to a higher planet or to a post or position in the material world relative to another position, or to attain vast wealth or inheritance. But if you want to consider that in the devotional line of bhakti yoga, then fortune, which is not the word used here in Sanskrit or Bengali, but fortune means mercy. Because we don't want money. It's not required. Because bhakti brings everything. If one has Krishna bhakti, he has everything he needs to serve Krishna. If he wants to be Krishna's devotee, then he enlists himself in Krishna's service, then Krishna takes care of all of his employees very nicely. So the actual Bengali is Ati Kripa Patra, that this is the only fortune is mercy, Kripa, if you translate Kripa as fortune. So therefore, when one is an excessive, when he receives an excessive amount of Kripa, or mercy, or from the Lord, from the devotees, especially the Vaishnavas, they're closest at hand. They're closest at hand, the Vaishnavas are closest at hand to bless us or to slap us. With the blessings of the Vaishnavas, we can go rapidly forward on the path of bhakti, bhakti marg, sarvartmanavartante. This is the fourth limb of sarana bhakti. Sadhu Vartmana Vartate, to follow in the path of the sadhus, receive their Kripa Patra, their blessings and mercy. And that mood, that the Gokul Bhav Paya, it's a most rare mood to attain, a most desirable mood to achieve. He Bhakti Van Chena Prabhu Shri Udhavarai. Udhavarai. Gokula Bhava Paya. Prabhu Sri Udhavarai, that Bhakti Vanchena Prabhu, that Lord, masters and personalities, great personalities who are certainly worthy of the title Prabhu, like Sri Udhavarai, Udhavarai, Bhakti Vanchena. Vanchena in Bengali means icha, means they want, they desire. They desire that bhakti. And from Udhava all the way down. And Uddhava, who is Uddhava? He has Dwarka Bhakti. He has Dwarka Bhav. He's a Dwarka Vasi. He's a Mathura Vasi, Dwarka Vasi. He worships Vasudeva Krishna, sometimes four hands, sometimes two hands. And he was fortunately sent to Vrindavan to learn about the highest possible loving service of the Lord in his Purnatara Bhagavan form, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Vrindavan, Damodar Madhav, Govinda. And he said, do I have another aspect of myself, Uddhav, which you've never seen? You've seen me in Mathura. You've seen me in Dwarka, but you've never seen me in Vrindavan. And you've witnessed directly and personally how the Mathura Vasis worship me and love me and honor me. And you've witnessed directly how the Dwarka Vasis worship me, serve me, and honor me. But you have no idea about the Braja Gopis or my mother. You know about my mother and father from Mathura. You live with them in Dwarka, Vasudeva and Devaki. But you don't know about my Gokul Mata. My Gokul Mata and Gokul Pita. Mata Pita. My my Nandarani, my Janani Yashoda, and my Nanda Baba. And you know about my Rukmini, and you know about my Satyabhama, but you don't know about my Radharani and Chandravali. And you know about Mitravinda and Satyam, and these other queens and Mahishis, but you don't know about Lita Vishaka, and these other beautiful Astasakis. And you know about my friends here, like Arjun and Sakiras, but you don't know about Sridham and Subal. And you know about the Brahmin, Sudama. You met Sudama. But you don't know about Madhumangal. He's also a Brahmin of a different sort. He's what we call a Brijvasi Brahmin. And there's anyone, even in modern-day India, they compare a Brahmin from somewhere like Maharashtra or wherever Sudama lived, or Gujarat, and compare him, these contemporary Brahmins from other provinces of India to the Brijvasi Brahmins, there's no comparison. They're something different. And they were certainly something different in Krishna Leela, and they continue to be something different in Kali Yuga, Kali's Leela. That was Krishna Leela. This is Krishna, and this is Kali, Kali's Leela. Well, all of his associates, Kali Sangha Parshadam, right? Kali Sangha Parshadam. The Sanghis of Kali, like Johnny Walker and Mr. McDonald, and so many great associates he has to propagate murder and rape and intoxication, all the dastardly, nasty things that he propagates around the world in this Kali Yuga. But only a person, a fortunate person who is Ati Kripa Patra can attain Gokul Bhav, and that is desired by even Uddhav. And what is the Adhikar of Uddhav? What are its qualification? And what is his intimacy and position? Certainly he's in the pole position in the Grand Prix. He's right there, right next to Krishna, right next to that Bhagavan who has different forms and aspects. As Radharani has three forms, Krishna has three forms. And as Kurunamayi Radha, Kirtida Radha, Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha, and there's Samyogini Radha and Viyogini Radha. So then there's the Yashoda Nandan Krishna, and then there's the Devaki Nandan Krishna, then there's the Rukmini Nath Krishna. There's three forms. And Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. And Radharani expands these different places and different forms also. So he's desiring it now. Vrindavan Das Thakur is reminding us of Braj Bhav, Gokula Bhav, Braj Bhav, Gokul, Braja Gokul, Nanda Gokul, the Nanda Gosht, Nanda Goshta Bhakti. Those are nice terms. Gokul Bhav, Nanda Goshti Bhakti. And how sweet it is. And now text 88, he quotes a verse because he's just saying in his Bengali narration here about the story. It's narration come discourse, but he's not really, he's talking to us, the readers, a silent audience of the an eternal future. Vedavyasa is speaking as Vrindavan Das Thakur, and but it's a narrative. He's narrating the story and he's interjecting this philosophy about Braj Bhav. So now he's saying that Uddhava Bhakti Vanch Gokula Bhava Bhakti Gokula Bhava Bhakti Vanchena Prabhu Sri Uddhava Rai, that great glorious king of a devotee. Rai means king or glorious. Uddhava Rai. He's desiring it. That's being told by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So then to prove his point, Vedavyasa is citing the Bhagavatam. Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking in Bangla Bhasha, Mayapura Bhasha, Bangla Bhasha, Navadvipa Bhasha. Now he's speaking in Sanskrit of the He reveals where he said that Uddhava Rai, Prabhu Sri Uddhava Rai, that great Lord of Master of Devotion, he's in Dasya Rati with Krishna. Dasya and Sakya Rati combined. and a favorable combination in Dwarka Bhav. And he is, fortunately, this Uddhava, he desires that Gokula Bhava Bhakti, because he saw it, he witnessed it. It's easy to desire something you've seen. It's very hard to desire something you've never seen. He saw it, he felt something, he obviously, we're feeling entities, we're human beings. So if you meet someone and you describe someone that you mutually know, and when that person hears the description of your mutual friend, that they start crying profusely in front of you and trembling, and their voice chokes up and their hair stands on end and they collapse and faint, you will feel something, unless you're a rock. You'll have deep samskaras will be etched on your mind and heart of the intense emotional attachment and love of that person who's hearing a few words description about a mutual friend, and they're falling to pieces and breaking apart. So Uddhava saw that. He stayed for 10 months in Vrindavan. Jiva Goswami's commentary on Brahmar Gita says he stayed for 10 months. So he was sent with a message, quite an interesting courier mail. Krishna says, please carry this message to the gopis, I'll soon return. And he himself got lost. Uddhava got lost for 10 months. You imagine you send someone 8 kilometers away and they don't come back for 10 months. And you don't even send a search party or call the police or anything. It's okay, he's lost in Brajavav. He lost his heart in Vrindavan. Uddhava really lost his heart in Vrindavan. He lost his way, he couldn't find his way back to Mathura. Because once you enter the ocean of Brajabhav, how can you ever touch Mathura? That's why the gopis were thinking that our love must not be genuine because Krishna ran away. They could not run because people say, why didn't they go? They can, if Uddhava can come in a chariot, if Akrura can come in a chariot and whisk away Krishna and Balaram in a few hours to Mathura, then why couldn't the gopis get in a bullock cart or a Bailgadi? Well, it's the same thing. Or a horse cart. They have horses. And in an hour or so, half hour, she could be in Mathura. This question is asked. Why didn't the gopis go to Mathura? Because it's not done. It's impossible. Mathura is like another planet. For so many social reasons, for so many dharmic reasons, a married woman is supposed to run away, leave the house, and run away to Mathura. Chasing her lover, it wouldn't go down very well in the society. So that's impossible because of dharmic restraints and so many other things. And Krishna was not inviting, he didn't play his flute to invite them. They gave up all dharma and all restraints and care for social dharma and ashram dharma when Krishna called them personally for rasa, for seva. He's calling them for seva, please come dance for my pleasure. Make something, bring some food for me, bring some nice sweets, Radharani. I know this afternoon you made some sweets in Nanga Gutika and Ganga Jaladus, and I want to savor those and relish those after the rasa dance. I'll feel tired and fatigued. So please, you bring those for my seva. And of course, you come, bring your vina also, or tell one of your girlfriends to bring it. Because I want to play a duet with you. Music is nice, playing harmonium by yourself, but if there's a tabla accompaniment, you may feel more relish. What to speak of sarangi and flute and a whole ensemble. So, but Krishna went to Mathura and the flute stayed in Vrindavan. The pagri stayed in Vrindavan. The mor mukut stayed in Vrindavan. The singha, buffalo horn, stayed in Vrindavan. The lagudi, cowherding stick, stayed in Vrindavan. Leaning on the corner of his room and hanging from a hook on the wall. And Mother Yashoda, they wouldn't even go in that room. They wouldn't even go in the palace. They simply walk in the palace, they would smell Krishna's fragrance and faint. They stayed outside in the dirt, under the trees, wandering here and there. So Uddhava, he's what's the proof that this great personality, the direct sakshat shishya, direct disciple of Bhrigu Muni, Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the guru of the demigods, like someone says, oh, Chandraswami, he's the guru of the prime minister, whoever, I don't know. Sometimes the prime minister has a guru. Oh, he's an Ayurvedic doctor for the president of India. Oh, very big man, I guess. Whatever. Maybe he gave a donation. The president got elected and made him his doctor. Who knows how it really worked. But somehow people think big is big. If you have lots of big things around you, then you're big. Big titles, big names, fancy cars. It's easy to become big in the material world. Just by throw a lot of money around. But in the spiritual realm, it's very difficult to become big. Because you have to become invisible. Your ego has to vanish, which means your ego has to become invisible. When your ego becomes invisible, then you can rise in the firmament of spiritual attainment and be recognized by the Lord. So you have to become invisible. But to become successful or a big person in the material world, you have to be very visible, which means advertising. Everywhere is picture on TV, commercials, billboards, hoardings, flyers, newspaper ads. Then you become big. So what did Uddhava say? Vande Nanda Brajastrinam Padarenam Abhikshnasha. You know this? Yasam Harikatod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. Vande Nanda Brajastrinam. He's saying, Uddhava is saying, I offer my obeisances. This is a person who went to the heavenly planets. He has so much power. He left the earth planet, he enrolled in the University of Brihaspati and Indraloka. That's the university, he's there. There's a beautiful campus there, and they eat fruits from Nandakanan Gardens for lunch in the canteen. And he enrolled in the school that Indra built there, because he has lots of wives and lots of children. So some of them are pretty smart. So in Brihaspati, he's teaching there. And Uddhava went there from here. He passed the entrance examinations. And he was accepted there in Indraloka. And he got a degree from Brihaspati. Now he's saying, I offer my respectful obeisance to the little girls of Nanda Braj. Nanda Braj means that land where Nanda Maharaj moves around everywhere with his cows. Padarenam, not only do I vande means I worship those girls of Nanda Braj, the gopis, Radharani Lalita. I worship them. Okay, you offer arti. No, that's not what I mean. Padarenam abhikshnasha. I want to bathe myself with the dust from their feet. Yasam hari katod gitam. Because they are always glorifying, they're always speaking and singing Hari Katha. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam. Hari katod gitam. Hari Katha gitam. Katod udgita. Udgit. Udgit means loudly singing. Udgita. Because you can softly sing a little song when you're washing dishes or churning butter, churning yogurt into butter. You can sing a little song. But they loudly sang. Why udgitam? And why did Uddhava use this word? He could have said Harikata Gitam or Harikatam. He said, because they were wailing. Hari Katod Gitam, Jiva Goswami's commentary in this Brahmar Gita. This Brahmar Gita, the conclusion of Brahmar Gita, 1047-63. Uddhava saw it, he heard it, it touched his heart, impressed him in his chitta, deep sanskara, deep unforgettable impressions. And he composed prayers. And he composed these prayers, Sri Jiva Goswami Pad says, while he was in Braj, as almost like diary entries. Then he would recite them every day. He was living with them, and then he offered these prayers on the spot, because he's a Sanskrit pundit and a great scholar of all the Vedas, Uddhav Mahashaya. Punati Bhuvanatrayam. The gopis were crying and wailing in separation from Krishna, all about his form and all about his flute and all about his pastimes, and all about his loving exchanges and conversations and joking and crying out their hearts in separation. And it was loud, very loud. So loud that Bhuvanatrayam, Bhur Bhuva Swa, the Tri Bhu, Triam means three, the three planetary systems, lower, middle, upper, or the three above us, Bhur Bhuva Swa. Then Bhur is Bhuloka, earth, and Bhuva is up there, then Swa is Swargaloka, and up there, there's different levels above. And there's loud chanting and wailing of Krishna's Harikatha. It punati, it purifies. Punati means punya. It's purifying, elevating, produces love. So this is, he wants this. He wants Gokul Bhav, the Gokul Gopi Bhav. He wants any kind of Bhav. He's even saying, let me just be a blade of grass. Asamaho Raina China, Gomalata Oshadinam. Let me become a creeper or anything. I'll get some dust and get. Let me just take a position of Shantarati as a creeper, Shantaras, and get some dust from the feet of the gopis or the cows or anybody. That'll be my attainment of Gokula Bhav Pai, Bhakti Vanchena Prabhu. This is his prayer. I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the women of Nanda Maharaj's coward village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. That's why it's told by the commentators on Gopi Geet, chapter 31 of the Rasa Panchadhyaya, 10th canto, chapter 31. They say this is Mangala Geetam, that the chanting of this prayer purifies, it creates auspiciousness. It instantly creates auspiciousness for anyone who chants it, and it purifies the entire three worlds. This is the Shruti phal and benediction. Of course, it creates Gopi Bhav also, and the mood of the gopis and Gopi Geet. He mataye Vaishnav karena vichar sarvachashi gorachanda karena swikar. In this way, whatever mood a Vaishnav develops is always accepted by Lord Gaurachandra. This is 5.08. Whatever mood, e mata Vaishnav karina vichar, sarvatrashi Gaurachandra karina swikar. So this is the Lord Krishna says the same thing in Bhagavad Gita in chapter 4, verse 11. Yeyatam mam prapadyante tams taiva bhajamyam mama bhart madhavartante manasha parta sarvasha. As you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. So the same thing. Vaishnavichara, whatever consideration a Vaishnava has in terms of the Lord, how he wants to serve him, the Lord will accept that. If it's anukulya, if it's favorable and pleasing to him. So we'll continue there tomorrow.